glory to God. Shall we put our hands together for this unlimited God? Hallelujah. He can never be limited by anything. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Praise God forevermore. You may be seated in his wonderful presence this morning. And there's something that I believe will bless your heart today. Today is the eighth day of the eighth month. And eighth is the number of new beginnings. And I'm trusting God, and I believe him without any doubt, that God will begin a new thing in your life. That will cause men to follow you to God. Because the essence of God in our lives is that others will come to see him and know him and desire him and cherish him and serve him. Glory to God. Bless God forevermore. So let's quickly open our Bibles to Matthew, Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 28, and we're going to read from verses 18 to 20. 18 to 20. Shall we rise on our feet as we read the scriptures together? Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And before we read, let me just quickly make this announcement that after the service, please, I would like to meet with all workers after the service. Amen. Verses 18 to 20. Want to go? And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Praise God. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Trust you to do what you plan to do. Grant that our understanding will be illuminated today. Whatever is needed for us to be in obedience to your word today, we ask for understanding and revelation. Whatever has been a breakdown or has caused a breakdown for us, because of the revelation and insight of the word, let it turn to a breakthrough. Whatever is a weakness in our lives, because of the power in the word and the life in it, let weakness give way to strength. Whatever confusion that we have had, whatever ignorance, let it give way to an enlightenment by your spirit today. Thank you, Father, because we trust that you will even do much more. You always exceed our expectations. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name, we pray and give thanks. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Today, I quickly just want to share with us and talk to us about what we call the Great Commission. Say it with me, the Great Commission. One more time. The Great Commission. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for the church. It is important, I believe, that the way that we see the church of God manifesting to, you know, to these days, the way the church itself is, the church's influence, the church's status. We cannot, if you are a student of the word, we cannot but
be bothered about where the church is heading. Sometimes, by my own observation, I have come to a conclusion that the body of believers, that a lot of us really do not understand what church is and what the kingdom of God is. That many people think that the church is synonymous with the kingdom of God, and it is not. The church is different from the kingdom of God. What we see, what we observe these days, that a lot of people come into the church, but they never enter the kingdom. And the truth, according to the word, is that the kingdom existed before the church. Because before the church was born, there was a king. And there is no king without a kingdom. So the kingdom existed before the church was born. So today I just want to refresh our minds as to what our mission is as kingdom citizens, ambassadors of Christ, authorized agents of the kingdom of God. The church itself is an agency of the kingdom of God. And we, as citizens, the body of believers, those that have been called out of this world, those that have believed in Jesus Christ and received him as their Lord and personal Savior, have become citizens of that kingdom. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So we are agents authorized in this world to fulfill a great commission. The kingdom of heaven has authorized you and I for a purpose to accomplish on earth. We are also distributors of heaven's abundance. What the kingdom of heaven has in abundance, we have been assigned to distribute it. Glory to God. So whether you have a distributorship from Coca-Cola or from Nigerian breweries, know it today that you are a distributor. Hallelujah. But we are not distributing Fanta. Neither are we distributing beer. Hallelujah. We are distributors of heaven's abundance. Glory to God. I thought you put your hands together for Jesus right there. We are distributors of life. We are distributors of eternal life. We are distributors of kingdom benefits. That's who you are. That's who I am. And this is why it is important for you to have this understanding that you are not saved to remain a consumer, but to also become a contributor. Many believers come into the kingdom only to consume the benefits. Many still see God like a Father Christmas who is just distributing gifts. Hello? Many still see God, and it shows many times in our prayer requests, because our prayer request is dominated by what I want, what is for me, what can I get from God? Hallelujah. Particularly in the area of material possessions, very few people will pray for wisdom. Hallelujah. Very few people will pray for wisdom. Many few people will fast and say, for the next 7 days, I'm going on a fast. Why? I want to walk in the wisdom of God in anything that I do. So that what I say, what I do, how I do it, who I do it with, will be based and founded upon the wisdom that is from above, that is pure and not sensual. Glory to God. Few will even pray for their own families, those who are lost, to be saved. Few will set time out in the night to pray and destroy the works of the devil in their family. Few will pray that things will change in their community. A man of God was sharing a testimony that when he moved into one particular area, and then he had the news. You know, when you move in, you know, to that estate, they normally hold maybe once a month, a meeting in someone's house. They alternate it. And he attended the first one when he moved into that estate. And they were discussing, because he said what they were announcing, Baba so and so, we just had the news. He died. This one, he died. It's like every house in that place, within a short period of time, somebody had died in that place. He said, we just called this meeting to come and be announcing death. Something is wrong in this estate. Hallelujah. Something is controlling this estate that ought not to control it. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the man of God said, nonsense. Let us arise and come against this. Another person said, my area has been taken over by hoodlums. It's been taken over by drug users. It's been taken over by burglars and all this thing. And a woman said to herself, how can I be here and this will be happening? I have been commissioned. I am an agent of the kingdom of heaven. Glory be to Jesus. There are no burglars in heaven. If I came here to represent the kingdom, burglars must disappear from where I am. And she stood against it. Hallelujah. Before they knew it, everything changed. It was a new beginning for them in that particular area, because there was an agent who understood what they have been saved to do. So many people, that's why I said, a lot of people are in our churches today, but they are yet to enter the kingdom. They belong to the church, but they really do not belong to the kingdom. Why? Because they have not activated their kingdom citizenship. Hallelujah. To dominate every area of their sphere of influence in life. All we know and do, God is just like a Father Christmas. We see him as a machine, a kalokalo machine. Hello? So we have believers, we have agents that have gone out of service. Not just like you can go to an ATM machine and you say, sorry, we cannot dispense, out of order. Have you seen that before? Yeah. So a lot of kingdom agents are out of order, out of service. If all your prayer is dominated by self, you are already out of service. You can be coming to church, but concerning the kingdom, you are already out of order. You are out of service. Is somebody hearing God today? To thine own self be true. William Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. When the Bible says that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, believe the word of God. If you believe that all things are possible with God, believe that there will be weeping, there will be gnashing. Why? Because of agents that refuse to be activated to distribute heaven's abundance. I'm not the one that said it. That's what the Bible says. To many of us as Christians, one thing that we struggle with most is winning soul. Just like I said, I mean, you can fast. You can go do night vigil. If you need healing in your body, if you need money in your pockets, hallelujah. If you need a job, you can go and you look for anybody that knows anybody that knows anybody. You will pursue it with all vigor, with everything that you can lay your hands on. But for the Great Commission, And that's the trick of the devil. Hallelujah. Because he knows that is really what would prove and please God for making you an agent of his kingdom. And that is the one the enemy would distract us away from and cause us to spend all our lives on things that will not matter to God at all. Everything you and I, we are running after to achieve, to accomplish, to have, to possess right now, particularly material things. You think the angel, when you get to the gates of heaven, he's going to open the book and say, oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, you became the MD. Yes, that's very good. You now live in Corn Island. Yeah. You made it out of Ajegunle to Corn Island. Yeah, good, wonderful. You have done well. No! Let somebody shout, no! God bless you, son. Hey. The fruit of a believer that will be presented to grant you access is another believer. The fruit of a believer is another believer. Glory to God. Glory to God. What is the church's responsibility? What's really our mission? What mandate have we received? I And bearing fruit is not just the responsibility of just one person or one department in the church. No. Everyone, the Bible says, must do the work of an evangelist. Everyone. You are saved so that you can go and save. That's why I titled today's message. It's simple. Two words. Go ye. That's it. To go means to leave your comfort zone. Let's read Matthew 6 and 33. Oh, beloved, if you heed the warning of the Spirit of God this morning, you will spend less time just shouting, binding the devil, because doors will open to you of their own accord. Glory to God. Going ahead of myself this morning. But thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Are you there? Read it. It's a familiar scripture. Seek ye first what? Seek ye first what? What are we to seek first? Many are seeking self first. It is all about self. When Jesus came on planet Earth, he knew what his mission was, and he was focused on it. He was focused. So by the time his ministry was ending, hear the prayer that Jesus prayed in John 17. John 17. I'm still coming back to that Matthew. Because many of us, we read that scripture, but really, we have not yet come to an understanding, a spiritual understanding that is loaded in that one verse. John 17, verses 17 to 21. Does anybody have the Amplified version? I love the way the Amplified puts it. Amplified version. Small bag. Yeah. Yes. Small one. Yes. Thank you. Let me read the Amplified version to you. John 17, and I'll read from verse 17. Sanctify them. This is Jesus praying. It was the last prayer that he prayed before crucifixion. They are not of this world. And he's asking, praying to the Father. And asking the Father to sanctify them in the truth. Set them apart for your purposes. Make them holy. Your word is truth. Just as you commissioned and sent me into the world, I also have commissioned and sent them, believers, into the world. For their sake, I sanctify myself to do your will, so that they also may be sanctified, set apart, dedicated, made holy in your truth. I do not pray for these alone. It is not for their sake only that I make this request, but also for all those who will ever believe and trust in me through their message.
Glory to God.
That they all may be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they may also may be one in us, so that the world may believe without any doubt that you sent me. Glory to God. When you get home, I want you to read this. Look for the Amplified Version and read these few verses to yourself. Ask yourself the question. Are you meeting the target? Because in this scripture, Jesus has set the target for us. The Father sent me. I am sending them. That they also will send others who will believe me through them. That's the prayer that Jesus prayed for them. That is Jesus' last prayer. He didn't pray, Father, these disciples, they have been with me a long time. Now, build them houses in Abuja. In Metama, in Abuja. Give them G-wagons. Send their children to Ivy League universities abroad. None of that was on Jesus' mind. What was it in his mind? The Great Commission. The purpose, he said, for this purpose was I sent. For the purpose that everyone in the space, the platform, the position that God created for you might believe in him. For this reason, you got saved. And many of us, all we are doing is just dancing and shouting when we come to church. But we are not doing anything that is affecting the Great Commission. We have no contribution to it. We have neglected the very most important thing that is in the heart of God himself. The soul of another person. Glory be to Jesus. There is nothing a man owns or possesses that he did not receive. Now, in that Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And he said, the things that the Gentiles are seeking after. How did he say you will come about those things? And what will happen to those things? Do you know what it is to add to something? It means those things will come to you. It's not you running after them. It's those things coming to you. Glory to God. You cannot be a soul winner and you will lack. Do you lack? I don't know what you lack in your life. Get up and win souls. A lady some years back was so troubled because she was looking for the fruit of the womb. And she came to my husband and I then. And you know, it was more of a lamentation. She was lamenting. I said, Lord, I'm doing this. I'm paying my tithe. I'm serving God. I'm going to church every day. I'm doing this one. I'm doing that one. And I remember my husband said, thank God for all that you have been doing. Hallelujah. Thank God for all you have been doing for the church. Now it's time to do something for the kingdom. She was like, eh? What? He said, "You yes, God appreciates all the service. Now serve the kingdom." I said, "How am I going to serve the kingdom?" He said, "Go and win souls." The Bible says, "He that winneth a soul is wise." The converse is also true. He that does not win a soul is foolish. He said, okay. She will come, she will park her car in front of her house and go around that Ibutemeta, different streets, with tracts in her hand, talking to people, leading people to Christ. She was not looking at who they are or what they wear or whatever it is. She did it for 1 week. She was so happy. He said, Pastor, you can't believe it. In this 1 week, I spoke to 50 people about Jesus Christ. And many of them gave their lives to Christ. She went alone. She was not looking for anybody. Oh my God, she led people to Christ. She said, I will be praying in tongues. I'll be praying in tongues. Once I see the Holy Spirit just open my eye, I just go to the person. That year, she conceived and brought forth. Listen, I've always told you, there are things that you will resist by prayer. There are things you will resist by your obedience. Hallelujah. There are many keys to the kingdom. Many keys that will open the doors of the benefits of the kingdom to you. You've got to understand which one is the right key for the right door. And there is a key that can never fail. That is the key of winning souls. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says, for every soul that comes into the kingdom, heaven is what? Is rejoicing. The angels are singing. Hallelujah. Nothing happens. There is no party, no feasting in heaven because you got a new job. No feasting in heaven because all of a sudden you got a financial breakthrough. But the Bible says one thing that will cause the whole of heaven to be rejoicing is that a soul comes back home. Glory to God. Why do we then spend all our energy, all the abilities that God has given us, pursuing what is less than is God's best? Why do we major in the things that are minor? Why will my life not affect someone else's life to the point where they will see their own sin and hate and despise the way they were living and change and embrace the wisdom of the godly? I read something yesterday morning. A write-up by someone, and I want to share it with you. I wrote it down. And it goes like this. It says, you must realize that the people you meet daily will leave your presence better off, number one, or worse off, number two, or unaffected at all, number three. I'll say that again. People that you meet on a daily basis will leave your presence either better off or worse off or unaffected at all by your company. And after I read that, my eyes opened. And I just knelt down where I was in my room and I said, Father, forgive us. How could God bring somebody to me? And then I will say nothing that will affect them. My son here went somewhere with me recently. And there was a discussion. And he was seated there, you know, with all these, I mean, elderly women and, you know, men and all the people that were there. And he made one contribution, one sentence that he said. Wow. He said it. Everybody said, in fact, the hostess in the house, our host said, ah, hey, Joe. What that young man just said. Hey, all of them. Every conversation thereafter had reference to what he said. Glory to God. You are looking at me. Don't clap if you don't want to clap. That's okay. That is influence. Hallelujah. That is dominion. When you say something and it refreshes people and they have nothing to add but to begin to quote what you said. Oh. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everyone must do the work of an evangelist. See yourself as an agent. I don't care how your conversation with anybody starts. It must end with Jesus. It has to end with Jesus. Hallelujah. The problem is we are not full of Jesus. We are too full of ourselves. You are too full of your needs. How I'm going to make the next deal? How I'm going to benefit from this? There is nothing wrong in making money. There is nothing wrong in climbing the ladder, you know, of recognition and significance and accomplishment and achievements in life. It's not wrong. But when that dominates your thoughts life to the point where all that is has to do with you is you. You've crossed the line. You've missed the mark. You are acting foolishly. You are already majoring in the minor thing. You have settled for less than is God's best. But from today, I pray a new beginning for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. What you are running after, verse 33 of that chapter 6 of Matthew says, they will be added unto you. They will come to you of their own accord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. A gentleman, you know, I went to see one of our, you know, ministry friends, a pastor, in his office a few days ago, and a gentleman was coming in. And as he was coming in, I was just looking at this gentleman. But, you know, when you see people, what do you say to them first? What do you say? What's the first thing that you say? You need to teach yourself and discipline yourself. Whoever they may be your bosses in the office. What is the first thing that you say to your boss? In the morning, you meet them. You say, good morning. Abby? Uh-huh. Or some of you say, hi. When I looked at this guy, I said, the Lord had lifted you up. You know, you say something, hallelujah, that will refresh someone. Even if the man has been down and he cannot see any way he will be elevated. Because somebody, a stranger, he has never seen me before, I've never seen him before. And I said that. The guy looked. While he was there, we were having a conversation. He went out, picked his phone to go and, you know, he excused himself to pick the phone. He came back. He said, "You won't believe it. I've just been promoted to DMD. Glory to God. What do you say when you meet people? Do you see yourself? Look, when you go out, when you pray in the morning, many of us, our prayer is limited to what is going to happen to me today. We are so selfish in our prayers. It's me, my family, and that's all. That's our prayer. Am I lying? That's what we pray about. Everything is all about you. It is self. Is what you want. Is what it, I mean. How do you say, you know, when I'm praying, I say, "Lord, I depend on you today to be good." What a prayer. I depend on you today. I depend on your grace today to be good and to do good to others. How many of you will pray that kind of a prayer? All you are praying is how people should be good to you. And you are not good to anybody. You are not even nice. Hello? Thank you, my sister. Let me say something. The devil is mad right now. Because he knows you are hearing truth today. Okay, let me quickly run through this for us this morning. How do I share my faith? Or how do I start to obey the kingdom assignment in that Matthew 28, 18 to 19? Now, let's open our Bible to Mark. Mark chapter 16. Mark 16, and let's start from verse 15. Hear what the scripture says. "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." What did he say you should go and do in the world? Ah, no, your Bible is different from my own. My own say, preach about money. Go into the world and preach money and get money. Hello? He said, preach the gospel. What does the gospel mean? Good news. Preach good news. Every child of God must have good news on their lips. Hallelujah. Good news to all, every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after that the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Verse 20. And they went forth. He told them, go ye, and they went forth. Go ye, and they went forth. They didn't disobey. Go ye, and they went forth. Let's continue. And preached everywhere. Did you see that? He said, they preached everywhere. Good news was on their lips. Everywhere. Not in the church, not in the Sunday service, everywhere they were, to their sphere of influence, Go there, preach, and they went forth, preaching the good news. Hallelujah. Everywhere. Hear this. Listen, listen, listen. Pay attention. The Lord walking with them, so they are not on their own. It's not something that you do on your own. The Bible says, the Lord walking with them by the Holy Ghost and confirming the word with signs following. The Lord walking with them. Go ye. They went forth. Because they obeyed and went forth, he was walking with them, backing what they were saying with signs following. They went preaching. Anything that is not under the influence of Jesus is your target. It could be a home. It could be a marriage. Hello, somebody. It could be a life. It could be a thing. It could be a place. Once it is not in submission or submission to the obedience of Christ, that's your target. Some of us have worked and you are still working in organizations where they set targets for you. Hello? I be my sister. In the bank, they set targets. Go and bring this one. Go and bring that one. They set targets. Amen? We also, in the kingdom, we have targets. And this is our target. Wherever the kingdom of God is absent, is our target. You get your home, maybe it's your neighbor. They are always fighting. Always, always fighting. Making noise, shouting. We had one like that before. Oh my goodness. Every other night, Ari Wuni. Is the woman's voice you'll be shouting, cursing the husband. I mean, I don't know. If you say that your husband is Mr. Olori Buruku, you are Mrs. Olori Buruku, because there's no other way. I mean, whatever you call him is who you are too, because you are married to him. Eddie Oloshi, because you are the wife of the Oloshi. So you are Mrs. Oloshi. So why? You curse yourself. Hello, somebody. And I said, what kind of nonsense is this? I don't want to sit in my living room and that is what I will be hearing. The devil is a liar. Something is wrong. There was one day I sat there and I said, Satan, I silence you. Shut up there. Immediately, everything just went quiet. Eh? I said, eh? Now so it be. You know, there's some things, beloved, I'm telling you today, when you put it to practice, it will so shock you, concretize your confidence in God. You'll be looking for the devil. Where are you? Because I'm going to slap you today. Because the word works, and when it works through you, hey, you have gained another arsenal. Not London. I'm not sure that one is the one to be gained. Yeah. It's probably one to be lost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, beloved, you have to be conscious of who you are. That you are a kingdom agent activated to go everywhere and dominate the place with the power and the principles and the values of the kingdom of God. Don't just sit down and all you are moping about is what am I going to get? Come on, let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. Who can open up that quickly? My time is... Pastor Yemi, I hope I still have like 10 minutes. Okay. Casting down... Hey, that is the mission. Yes. And every high thing. Every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. The Bible says you need to cast it down. That is why God has activated you. Go on. And bringing every thought
Oh my goodness.
Bring every thought into captivity. When you meet somebody for the first time, and the first thing you are sharing with them is good news, what are you doing? Every bad thought, negativity in their hearts, you have held it captive.
Glory to God.
When I was working in a bank, I went into the banking hall, and there was a lady. I saw her. She was just looking like this, mopping, as if the world has come to an end. Maybe to her, her world has actually hit the rocks. And I went to her, tapped her a little bit. I said, Jesus loves you so very much. And she just, tears began to roll out of her eye. Hallelujah. That someone loves me. Glory be to Jesus. The thought that she had that nothing good was happening in her life disappeared. Why? Because somebody stood and said, Jesus loves you. Holding every thought in obedience to Christ. That is how we take over. That is how we stay in charge. That is how we become a force to be reckoned with. God did not call us to church. He called us to the kingdom to become agents, authorized agents of the kingdom of God. To affect and infect our area of influence with the kingdom of heaven. There is order in the kingdom of heaven. If you are surrounded by chaos, it means that, you know, there's something that Jesus said. He said, you people are saying that, it is by the devil that I cast out devil. Hello? He said, if I cast out the demon, if I hold every negative thought captive to the obedience, the kingdom of God has come upon you. So in that life, in that place, in that family, in that marriage, wherever it is, any situation exalting itself against the knowledge of God there, that's your target. Help me tell your neighbor, that's your target. And they're with us everywhere. We can see it. Tell your neighbor, from today, open your mouth wide and let God fill it. In Jesus' precious name, hallelujah. In the kingdom of God, there is, in the kingdom of heaven, there is order. Hallelujah. There is order there. And God gave us himself as a perfect example from the very beginning, where everything was chaotic, it was void. God himself said, this is a misnomer. This is not right. The kingdom, I can't see the kingdom in this home. I can't see the kingdom in this marriage. I can't see the kingdom. The Bible says the kingdom of God ruleth over all. So the kingdom of God must rule and reign. If it's not ruling, it's not reigning. Wherever it is not, that is your target. Praise God forevermore. For in the kingdom of God, there's nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing missing. And God said, now bring heaven down to bear there. So that in that place, the kingdom of God will come there and nothing will be missing, nothing will be broken, nothing will be lacking. Hallelujah. God is not going to come down himself. He has given us his spirit to get the job done. Hallelujah. So how do I share my faith? Number one, you go. Help me tell your neighbor, go. No, say it loud. Tell them. Say it one more time. Some people are not looking. They just say, go. Go. From today, go. That's where it starts. You go. You share encouraging verse of the Bible. Or share your testimony with someone. Tell someone, Jesus loves you. It doesn't matter who doesn't. You know, there is a way you say things. a woman was sharing. He said, this is how she tells people. He said, you think it's so difficult. He said, it's the spirit that is going to do it. He's not me. All I need to do is to make myself available. He said, the spirit that is in you will teach you all things. Just make yourself available. Just go, hallelujah, and leave the rest to the Holy Ghost. She said, she will just look. He said, even if she's eating in the restaurant, she will call the waiter. And he said, do you know there are two types of waiters? He said, that's how she will say it. If you go to vulcanizer, you say, do you know there are two types of vulcanizers? The ones that are hell bound and the ones that are heaven bound. Which one are you? Hello? And a conversation will start from there. You may be in the midst of friends. It could be a testimony that you will go and share. Hallelujah. My very close friends when we were in university, roommates, I mean, I knew they had not received Jesus Christ. I left church that day, I went to their house, and I just shared a testimony of what God has done in my life. And everybody said, is it true? Are you right? They said, when is your next service? I said, it's not. I said, kneel down here. I laid hands on them. They're my classmates in university. We used to rock together. I said, no, now I'm standing on the rock. Because Jesus rocks. Hallelujah. He's the rock. I laid hands on them. Receive the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can share testimony of something that God has done in your life. Don't say, well, God has not done. You are waiting till God does want something marvelous and something big and mighty. There is nothing that God does that is small. If it takes the power of God, it is not small and it must not be taken lightly. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. When you hear that somebody just ate fish and the bone got stuck and from there they gave up the ghost, you will thank God for the ghost that is inside of you, the Holy Ghost. Number two. So, observe either by discernment or physical sight, the absence of the kingdom in their lives. The absence of the kingdom in their lives. You know one thing that, you know, one of the denominations used to do in those days? You see, this is how they work this out, how to share their faith. And they say, we discern, or by physical or by spiritual, that this person is not saved, so I can talk to him. Why? Because they are not, because they are wearing earring, or because they did put scarf on their head. Hello? Or because she's wearing trouser. Hello? She's wearing trousers. So, let me go and pray, because that one definitely is a sinner. It's a lost soul. Let me go and preach to that person. And I've said to somebody before, I said, when you are drowning at Bar Beach and God sent a woman there who is a fantastic swimmer in the Holy Ghost, and he said, grab my hand. Said, I can't grab your hand. I'm a Christian. You are wearing trousers. You don't drown, no. That one don't become dust to dust to. Hallelujah. But we are not talking about, you know, whatever anybody, even people who look so pious in their looks, they are so far from God. Hello? And that's why we need discernment. May the Lord give you discernment today in Jesus' name. And you can ask direct questions like, can I just share with you a message from someone that loves you? Oh, I have a message for you from someone who really, really, truly loves you. It gets the attention of the people. Praise the Lord. Everything you do, remember, the Bible said, and the Lord was walking with them. So you have a backup. There is nothing to be afraid of. Praise the Lord. Let them receive it or not to receive it. Whichever way, he told us to go. Our own is, we must go. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Number four, teach. Imparting godly ideas and modeling things that we teach to others. It is sacrilegious for you to be teaching what you yourself are not doing. Amen. We are here to represent Jesus to the world that is around us. And we must do it genuinely, thinking the way he thinks, talking the way he talks, acting that the way he acts. And then people will see what is different in you. And then it will magnetize them to you because they will be curious and ask, where did you get the wisdom to which you are speaking? That is the door that is open. Many of us, the thing is, we are not sensitive. God will give you opportunity and you just let it go like that. Every opportunity he creates like that, it's for you. Tap into it. That's the target. Quickly introduce Jesus right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why do many struggle with compliance to this great commission? Why do we struggle with it? You know, when we look at around and we look at, you know, the body of believers all around the city, the nation, in our country, I mean, you will say, well, yeah, obviously people are going ye. That's why, you know, there is a lot of. But the focus of people are not on the right thing. That's why some people will say, the church, they are AC, bam. Oh, choir, when they sing, all the angels came down. It's a lie. You have not even seen an angel before. One man said to me, he said, when I went there, when you see the people, multitude, they clapping their hands. Oh, I said, this is heaven. I said, no, it's not heaven. Because people are clapping hands. You think the kingdom of God is just about dancing and the Bible says it is righteousness. Mm-hmm. And what? Peace. And what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness. First. Unrighteous people clapping. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything. They are in church, but they are not in the kingdom. Hello? Because the focus mostly is on personal benefits of the kingdom. And I've always said it, if you are going to invite people to the kingdom, your message is not going to be tomorrow. All your struggles will just disappear. The truth is, it will disappear the day you expire. For Jesus himself said, and he cannot contradict his word, in this world you will have trouble. So if you are still here, trouble is still here. Hello. But he said, you do not worry because I have overcome on your behalf. So don't let the trouble take you out of the course. Don't change your course because of the trouble. I have already overcome. So no matter the trouble that comes, head or tail, I'm a winner. I will win. I will outlast the trouble. And I will overcome because Jesus has already paid the price for my victory. Praise God forevermore. So why do we struggle? Proverbs 11 verse 30. Quickly. Proverbs 11, 30. We have said it today now. Yeah? He that winneth soul is wise. He that winneth soul, he that intercedes, and also go after them. Because the commission is to go after them. Some people say, well, we are praying that souls be saved. But somebody is going to go there to preach because that's the commandment. Go and preach to them. You pray for them and then you preach. Because there's no point talking to people about God when you have not first talked to God about people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Second one, complacency. To many of us, it is just, we don't see it as anything. You tell people, go and talk to win souls. It's not even priority to them. It's not on high on their scale of preference. They don't even remember. And the devil doesn't want you to remember. That is the trick of the enemy. Hallelujah. If somebody says you should come and collect money, you will remember. Haven't you looked at it? You will remember. All that time, we'll lose or not 1 o'clock. You are there. I mean, somebody sent someone to employ. And the person came. And I said, come tomorrow and come at 11. The person came at 7 a.m. And I was asking Brother Ezekiel, he said he came earlier when I was even trying to wash things downstairs early in the morning. I said, but I told the man 11. And he is now coming at 7 a.m. Do you get it? This is how many of us are when it comes to winning souls. We give attention. We give our thinking faculty to the one that will be personally beneficial to us. We don't forget that. In fact, we don't bother to sleep. There is no sleeping. In fact, you'll be binding sleep. Any sleep that want to stop me to oversleep from going for the interview, from meeting the man, from getting this. Father, fire! You will do night vigil over that. Hello. But when it comes to this, the devil knows. He knows this is where your breakthrough is. He knows. So he would do everything to ensure that he puts you in a sinking sand of forgetfulness. When it comes to that, you meet people, and we all meet people every day. How many of them do we allow the Spirit of God to lead us to, so we can win them to the kingdom? We don't give attention to that. So we are complacent. And may the Lord forgive us. May there be a new beginning for us from today. May the Lord stir up our spirit to do his will in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The third thing is love of self. I love myself will pass anything. Love of self is a major hindrance to soul winning. Yeah. It's self always talking about yourself. When you talk about yourself too much, how will you talk about Christ? There's no room to talk about Jesus. Always on your own mind. Always thinking about yourself. Always projecting yourself. Always promoting yourself. Always looking after yourself. It's all self. Why are you always on your own mind? Hello? You pray only for yourself. You are thinking always about yourself. When will you think about what God wants? What he wants from you? Everything that you think you are thinking about and you want, you desire right now, it is already available. That's what that Matthew 6:33 says. He said, it's there. Those things will just come to you. They will be coming to you. I don't know about you, but I think that is even easier. Praise the Lord. Like somebody was saying, I said, yes. He said, yeah, I can. I do things, you know, with my, you know, hard work and things, and I have been able to accomplish and this one. And I said, that's really good. Because God also encourages that we should work hard. Amen? But I want to work smart. I don't know about that hard work thing. But to walk smartly is to walk wisely. Glory to God. So I would rather walk smart. Because I don't know about you. If I have to sit in my house and somebody will just call me and say, there is an opening for something like this. Are you interested? I think I prefer that. Than to be standing in the sun and the bus stop, expose myself to the dangers of the day, the vicissitudes of time, to first chance, last chance, and all sorts of buses. Hello, somebody. And what others are seeking after is just handed over to me. Just like that. Hallelujah. That's what they call were loba miche. Sometimes when God opens up to you because you are doing and obeying what he says that you should do, other people will look at you and say, how are you doing this? How is it possible that you are doing this? A lady looked at me one day and said, wah, all right. Let's talk. Because me, I'm still working. I'm still doing this 9 to 5. I'm still doing all this thing. I'm working in places that people will be praying that they should work in this thing. And yet, I'm still struggling. I'm still looking for other ways and other means to make ends meet. I said, what? I said, you don't know that Jesus is the beginning and the end. Which end do you want to meet again? Praise the Lord. I said, what you see is the glory of God. Amen. What you see is the glory of God. That's what you are seeing. When the glory of God is around you, people will look at you. You will look like billions. Glory. Beloved, your balance in your account may not be more than 1,500. But the truth is, the barrel of meal will never waste and the cruse of oil will not fail. Glory to God. God spoke to me there. He said, forget about any other thing. You will not lack any good thing. Hey, I don't know about you. Please preach this Jesus. Talk this Jesus. Act this Jesus. Everywhere that you are, see yourself as an agent of the kingdom of God. Everywhere you go, the things that you did not even pray for, God will add it to you. Glory to God. God said to Solomon, he said, you didn't even pray for riches. You didn't pray that your enemy should fall down and die. He said, because you asked for wisdom and understanding to be able to lead the people aright. He said, the things you didn't ask for, Najara, he said, I will give you what you asked for. I will give you what you didn't even ask for. Now, I don't know about you. That's the kind of blessing I want to walk in. That is that kind of blessing. That is an exceeding abundantly blessing. How many people want to walk in that kind of blessing? Rise on your feet. The Bible says if you are not winning soul, you are a very foolish person. You are an agent that is out of service and out of order. If you are afraid to talk to people about Jesus, your Christianity is suspect because Jesus could not have touched you and you will not be on fire to touch someone else. Are you sure you are saved? Are you sure yourself that you are in the kingdom? Are you sure? Many of us here, we have needs. Some of them are long-standing. Get over yourself and come over to Jesus. Put Jesus first. Put the kingdom first. Be a soul winner. And God said, I will walk with you. And I will confirm everything that you see with signs following. If you are winning souls, we will know. Even this church will feel it. Glory be to Jesus. It's because we have not been doing it. This is not, winning soul is not just giving tracts to people. Now, it's part of it, but that is not all of it. You have got to preach to people. You have got to witness about Christ to people. Encouraging people. Remember the statement I shared with you. Everyone that you will meet on a daily basis, you will leave them better off, or worse off, or unaffected at all. So we are going to pray today. And you are going to say, Father, I know that I have not been given the Great Commission the first place it deserves in my heart, because it starts from your heart. Please forgive me. But from today, grant me a newness of life, a new beginning. Reactivate me by your Spirit to go forth and preach the gospel. Empower me as a soul winner, that I may bring fruit unto you, that I may believe. Turn it to your prayer right now. Begin to pray and pray earnestly. Pray earnestly. This is a new month that we are in. It's a new beginning. It's the eighth day of the eighth month. Eighth is the number of new beginnings. Pray, Lord, let it be a new beginning for me. When it comes to soul winning, Father, let me be productive and fruitful. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray. Ask God to make you a voice that will cause good things to happen in the lives of people around you. Make me a voice, O Lord, that will cause good things to begin in the lives of people that are around me. Pray and ask the Lord to purge you of self-centeredness. Ask the Lord to set your heart on fire for Him and for the kingdom. Every other thing that we are seeking and running after, to the kingdom of heaven, it is meaningless, worthless. They are idolatry. And the Bible says, to them that worship idols, they have forsaken the mercy of God that should have been theirs. Pray that the Holy Spirit will fill you to an overflow and empower you to go ye and to preach the gospel, the good news to all those that are around you. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to refresh us and to redirect our attention to what is major and what is actually pleasing to you. The souls, the lost souls. Father, Lord, we present ourselves today that you will use us, you will reactivate us, stir up our spirit to obey this commission and to fulfill it with every good work. Being fruitful in it, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you because you promised that you will back us up and that there will be signs following us. We thank you for filling our mouth with wisdom, that the enemies and adversaries will never be able to gainsay. Thank you for eyes that will discern where the kingdom of God is needed. In Jesus' precious name, we give thanks. Amen and amen. Shall we put our hands together for Jesus? If you receive the word today, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We shall be expecting your fruits shortly in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please sit down. We're about to take our communion today. And I want to take this communion today.